Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, NBA Insider, the best in the business. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Scoop?
I'm good, Bill. How you doing, man?
Good. I'm trying to figure out what Pistons GM Troy Weaver is doing between the draft and then getting Burks and Noel. And I know the Knicks wanted to dump salary money, and they're probably going to make a strong run at Brunson. I'm trying to figure out what Weaver's doing. What do you think he's up to?
That's a good question. I'm trying to figure it out, too. But I'm not – the one thing I can say is, without trying to guess what's going on through somebody's head, especially this time of year, because of how chaotic, you know, free agency could be, especially coming up to it and you're trying to beat other people to the punch. But I can say that Alec – I think the way Nerlens Noel has played, and the way he played with the Knicks and the energy that he brings in the paint, I don't know if that's part Thibodeau getting the best out of somebody, which Thibodeau has a tendency to do with certain players, especially veteran players, with the exception of Kemba Walker. That's a whole other story. But I don't know if what he was able to get out of Nerlens is going to transfer to Detroit. But I will say, you know, that's questionable, and if it works, that's beautiful, because the Pistons can use that. But the Alec Burks pickup is beautiful to me. Like, he's one of those Spencer Dinwiddie, KCP type players. He's just a Ish Smith type player, maybe a little, but they're always going to contribute to a team in a way. And he's a veteran on a young team that could settle down games in the fourth quarter that last year the Pistons lost. He'll give them a chance to win those games. So I love that. Now, outside of that, I don't know. I have no idea what he's, you know. I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, because Alec,
that's a good question.
Yeah, Alec Burks. I like Burks. I'm telling you, when I saw that name, he's a dude, and I love the Spencer Dinwiddie, maybe what Chris Middleton used to be, right? The type of guy that all of a sudden you look in on a box score or on your phone on an app and you'll see, who's this Alec Burks guy who just dropped 27 on New Orleans, right?
Right. In some games, but here's the thing, it's like if he averages 11, 12 points a game, is where those points come from. You know what I'm saying? You could get, especially with Detroit, you get the young guys going, getting the legs, feeling each other, and they're in a close game, say, against the Minnesota Timberwolves, or they're in a close game against the Chicago Bulls team, or they're in a close game against the Miami Heat team. Some team last year that made the playoffs, that they're in a close game against, and you all have lost two games in a row. And this is an important game because it's a team you're playing against, and because you're trying to fight for some positioning and let these other teams that made the playoffs know that you all are up and coming. That's the game that Alec Burks will have, like, maybe 11 points, but, like, eight of them will come in the fourth quarter, so which is much bigger than that 27-point game. But he'll be the reason that they win, because you didn't – certain mistakes weren't being made by players that are in their first, second, and third year, because now winning means something there, and he'll bring that to you, and that's what I'm looking at. So, yes, you can look at the box score and say he's –
Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, NBA Insider, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, checking in on the Meyer guest line. So the Pistons, from the draft with Jaden Ivey, now with Cade Cunningham, the overall number one pick last year, to Duren, the big man who's only 18 going on 19, out of Memphis, 6'11", 255, Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, Olenek, now Nerlens Noel, you got the Alec Burks. You're starting to look at this team with Killian Hayes, and I'm thinking how far they've come in about a week and a half, Scoop. It's amazing to watch what Troy Weaver is putting together. Superfly Hayes? Brett? I think we lost Scoop. Okay, call him back. Maybe his mobile died or something. All right? And I just asked the greatest question ever. I don't think you were listening to the show. I think you were eating a sandwich. And I was doing a great interview about the Pistons and the NBA draft with Scoop Jackson from ESPNChicago.com, and you're probably watching like Judge Judy.
Ellen is on, actually.
Scoop Jackson is standing by. How you doing, Scoop? I think we lost you. Your phone died, or whatever. It's live radio.
Paid up. It wasn't on me. The bill is paid up.
We're all going. I paid my bill, man.
Right.
I got the monthly. They take it out monthly on my mobile. It's not on me. Between Jaden Ivey, with Duren, with Sadiq Bey's growth, with Isaiah Stewart, now with Killian Hayes, with everything, with Noel, with Burks, with what they have, tell me what your feeling is about the Pistons right now as a team.
I like it right now, but here's a question, and you may know more than I do because you're probably more up to date than I am. Nothing's been settled with Kimba's situation, right? It's just rumors that he's going to want a buyout, right? But you all still have, like, first dibs on Kimba, correct?
Right, but you said, again, all this money they took on from the Knicks probably comes into play on how people wondered how they gave up nothing to get Duren, the big center from Memphis.
Right. No, I get it, but I'm saying he's still under you all's control as of right now. Correct?
Right, he is. Yes.
Right, so that's out of – what – do we have a conversation – including that or not including that about what we think about the Pistons?
I think we have, July 6th till anybody can talk about these drafts and finalize them, right? Is that it? I think that's the date.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I don't want to, like, have a conversation and be like, okay, what happens if – because, once again, I have trust issues with us in the media, so I don't like to take anything, too far ahead in the conversation. And we keep hearing that, all right, he became a part of a trade, with the Knicks to go to the Pistons. But he's going to, he's going to buy out and try to test the market once he gets to Detroit. I don't want to say that he might want to stay or they may want to stay. I don't know, because we don't know. But I'll put it to you this way. I think that without Kemba Walker being in the conversation, and everything falls into place, especially, like I said, with the additional, like, an Alec Burke, who's a veteran there who can stabilize a lot of things. And, Ivy being there and Duren being there, I think you have a beautiful young core. But what do we expect out of that young core without some veteran leadership? And, Bill, we've had the conversation about how having that veteran with the young team changes the dynamic of the team and what we've seen in the last couple of years. We saw with Miami when Jimmy Butler went there. We saw it with Chris Paul. You know what I'm saying? When he went there to Phoenix. We saw when DeMar DeRozan came here to Chicago. We saw a little bit of it when C.J. McCollum went to that young team in New Orleans. So I'm saying all this to say, I don't want to throw the Kemba Walker thing out of the window. Because even though Detroit's core is very young, if he stays and the trend of having an old veteran, especially at that point guard position or in that leadership position, comes to a team, we've seen recently how that team takes on another dimension. So where I like Detroit where he is with the young core right now, if there's a way for them to, like, look at this and, like, convince Kemba to stay, or Kemba convinces them that he's worth the money, then we could be having a whole nother conversation. Because of what we've seen recently. And I don't wanna say that Kimber's any better or any worse than the guys that we mentioned, but we've seen what veteran leadership has been able to do instantly in teams in the NBA once that veteran gets there. So,
well, if you had Kemba, though, we won't know anything till teams can talk about the trades on July 6th, and then you find out if, they're releasing this guy or dealing this guy or keeping this guy. But if you kept Walker, you got Cade at the two. You got Jaden Ivey, who will be a rookie, which you'll be able to get him minutes. You have Sadiq at the three or four. You have Noel. You have Burks off the bench. in the deal. You have Killian Hayes as a backup point guard. I mean, when I'm Olenek, I mean, I'm going down the list right now. Isaiah Stewart, I'm trying to figure out, and even before we even brought up Kemba Scoop, that I'm starting to look at a roster so deep where I'm thinking, okay, who's getting the minutes, right?
Yeah. Well, this is where you earn it in practice, and this is where you have a coaching staff, and this is where you figure out what strategically is going to work. You know, and that's what coaches have to wind up learning how to do. Like, how do we split these minutes up? Because, and I'm not trying to be dismissive, but Durham and Ivy can't come in demanding minutes. I don't care where they got drafted. Now, Kay, as a rookie, he earned and proved the right to, like, say, hey, I could use a couple of minutes. I would like to have these many minutes. I think defensively, Isaiah Stewart is a, you know, I've earned the right to have these couple of minutes. You know, I think there are certain players on there, but one thing we can't say is rookies can't come in right now and say, hey, you know what? Even though I was drafted in the first round, even though I was traded for Blase Skippy, even though I'm a lottery pick, I demand these many minutes. That is not going to work that way. You have to see how the coaching staff has to see how it's going to work and not worry about what the rookie's minutes are going to be. But winning cures everything. And if they find a way where they're actually winning games early in the season, like say the first 25 games of the season, and they're like 15-10, that's a hell of a lot better than, you know, the percentage of what they were last year. So if it's working and it continues to work, and the coaches says, hey, we're finding rotation, everybody's figuring out what their role is going to be, then minutes don't make a damn if everybody knows what their roles are. But that's on the coaching staff to figure that out, because they haven't seen any of these cats play before. They haven't seen the people that they haven't seen what Nerlens can do. They haven't seen what Durham can do. They have not seen what Burke can do. They haven't figured out their roles yet. So I think, you know, let's get to the feeling out point before we start having minutes conversations, especially with two rookies that are going to have, they're going to have a play a major role in how this team is going to flow this year. And not knowing even what their role is, and knowing that minutes is not something that they can't even trip over minutes. They can't even be sensitive about minutes right now. They can't.
Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, NBA Insider, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Yeah, it is interesting that you can't just plan on a bunch of 20-year-olds playing, and the Pistons are going to contend in that balance. Includes free agency, and they have a boatload of cash available for free agency. But the question is, Scoop, and I've said this all along to Pistons fans who are like, oh, yeah, we're going to get Miles Bridges, and I know he was made a restricted free agent by Charlotte. We'll get to that in a moment. But is there a big-name free agent who would step up and be the veteran and the leader and lead this young Pistons team? Is there a guy out there? And again, I don't think Miles Bridges now with the restricted free agent tag will be coming to Detroit. But your thoughts on this free agent class and who could end up in Detroit?
That's a good question. I don't think right on top of who's available and who we're looking at the top of this coming there. And that's only because, you know, usually big name individuals either go for particular destinations or they go to teams where they think that they're the missing piece that can take this team over the hump to possibly win a championship. You know, and with Detroit not necessarily being battling for Eastern playoff spots over the last couple of years, I can't see a James Harden or Zach LaVine, you know, or, you know, even a Miles or a Colin Sexton, you know, whoever. I can't see any of them, like, looking at Detroit as that's where I'm going to go, at least not right now, you know. But if they battle hard and get there, you know, then they could be like, all right, cool, we're one piece away, but nobody has seen that yet. And I keep, like, DeMar DeRozan had a couple of things on his mind, but at least I think he saw what the Bulls had the potential to do leading up to that before he landed there. You know, I just don't see that with Detroit right now, but I think that's what this season can be for. You know, and I'm not saying that it has to happen next season. I can see that with what they have and all the assets they have, that if they're in playoff contention or playoff talk in the East come trade deadline time, then I could see somebody with a potential free agent, like, you know, do what happened with C.J. McCollum. And like, hey, all right, you know, we'll get this veteran player in here. We'll make a run for a play-in game in the East, which we weren't even sniffing last year. And then we could probably convince that veteran to maybe stay because he understands what the culture is. He understands what we're trying to build here. And he sees the role he can play in making that happen. I can see that at that point in time. I just don't see that right now.
Scoop Jackson, ESPNChicago.com, NBA Insider. Who's the biggest surprise that will end up playing for this team out of all the free agents that you think, when the season tips off this fall, will be with this team? Who would it be from this summer free agent crop?
Wow.
Harden maybe with somebody no one sees coming?
Yeah, you know what? And that's the thing. I go back to, like, in my mind, I go back to, like, Kawhi Leonard going to Toronto. Like, nobody saw that coming. All of our, you know, experts and insiders and all that are supposed to be on top of things that were actually reporting on all the moves that Kawhi was going to make. Going to L.A., all these conversations. Nobody saw Toronto coming. But in his mind, he's like, man, look, the only thing to stop them from getting to where they're going was that they had to deal with LeBron. They're one player away, you know, and they're dealing with a new coach. Let's go make this happen, you know. And I don't know if – I'm trying to think of who's available. Do we see actually making that move there? I can't see, like, a DeAndre Ayton ending up in Detroit by choice. You know, I brought up the Colin Sexton thing. You know, I don't see that happening. What happens if everything goes bad with Russell Westbrook in L.A.? Like, and they're like, you know what? He bought into his contract, but this is not good. You know, we got to find a way to move Russ, you know, this season, which is this upcoming season. I can't see him by choice landing there and then staying there and changing part of the culture around, even though he'd be a great veteran for them to have. But I just can't see that being his destination. That you're asking a good question. Like, I can't. Bradley Beal is a perfect person I can see there, but I can't see him purposely leaving the Wizards, you know, and have an opportunity to go to some other team and still choosing Detroit over those other teams, because I think he's like, why would I? Going from Washington to Detroit is a lateral move for me. I may put myself in the same situation, maybe less drama than I've had to deal with in Washington. But it's the same situation. Why would I wind up doing that? I think a lot of free agents are looking for an upgrade, even if it's a slight upgrade from the situations they're in. And if you look at all the free agents that are available, most of them are coming from situations that are better from Detroit's situation as it currently stands. So that's why it's hard to say who's going to leave.
Right.
Yeah, that's why it's really hard to me to say who's going to leave. Now, I will say this. Because... and I don't think it's going to happen, but to answer your question just on a wild, out-of-nowhere situation, if Portland somehow, and I just don't see this happening, loses Anthony Simons, I can see him looking for somewhere where he's going to be a number one. And I know Cade is the guy who the franchise is looking to build around, but – you know, getting someone like an Anthony Simons, and like, look, I can go there and become the number one dude, and we can share the spotlight. Cade and I could do this, but I've been a veteran. I played with CJ and Dame, you know, and I've shown what I can do at this NBA level on a regular basis. And I'd be a great replacement for Jeremy Grant in taking that lead role, because you saw what Cade was doing, even though he's a face of franchise now, but still, Grant was the lead guy on that dude. And I could be that lead guy that replaces Detroit losing Grant, and I could come in to play that. Now, he's a free agent, or a possible free agent. I could see maybe going there, maybe. That's as far as I can stretch this to give you an answer, my man.
Yeah, because right, the Miles Bridges talk, I know he wants a max contract with Charlotte. They tendered him the restricted free agent offer. I know there's a lot of buzz from Twitter, for what it's worth, right? And that media right. You don't trust. I agree with you. That, you know, if it doesn't work out with Charlotte, he has the Michigan State state of Michigan connections. Would he want to be what the Pistons build around?
Right. If he wasn't from there, would we be having this conversation? Would this conversation exist? Like, let me ask you that. If he was not.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
No. No.
Right. Right. And that's why I'm always skeptical.
But again, do those
like
connections.
That.
You know, I saw him on Draymond Green's podcast. Do those connections make him maybe want to come to Detroit and be the man, and he sees Cade and Jaden Ivey and Durin and who they drafted, or Noel and Burks, and he says, man, you know, I can run free here. When they turn the corner, I'm the man. Does he see that? Is that attractive to a Miles Bridges and his agent?
Once again, look at where he's coming from. Is he going to...
I know, up-and-coming team, right?
Right, up-and-coming team. So is this is like a lateral move. Why would I go there even? The only thing
I don't think it'd be lateral right now. I don't think it'd be lateral. If you're going from Charlotte to Detroit, I wouldn't call that lateral. I'd call it taking a step down.
Right, okay, I wasn't going to say that. But it could be looked at a step down. But from a potential standpoint, I looked at it as a lateral. Like you said, he said a year or two from now, we will be in the conversation because of what this team has. But why would I leave this situation? You know, where at least I'm in a playing game right now. To go to that, and you know, it's a year or two difference. It's not like really he's hitting the cellar. That's what I'm saying. It's a lateral move. Just it may be, you know, record wise and this that and the other. It's to me, it's an even move. Why would I leave here and try to build here to go there? And the only connection is that I am from Detroit, and does that mean that much to me right now? And I just don't see that happening, especially when he knows that there's a chance that. You know, there's another team out there that he can get the same money and advance from where he is at this point in Charlotte. It's a
hard sell. Scoop Jackson. Yeah, I know, man. ESPNChicago.com. I could do a 9-hour show with him talking hoops. Scoop, appreciate the update. Enjoy the holiday weekend with your family and friends.
All right, man. You do the same. We'll talk soon.